Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
My next guest used to run Virgin Money in the UK, but sold it to Nationwide Billing Society earlier this year. His name is David Duffy, and you'll remember him because he used to run AIB for a few controversial years after it was all but nationalised in 2011. Apart from Ireland and the UK, he's also worked for global players including Goldman Sachs and Standard Bank in South Africa. Deep down, of course, he's a Terranure boy and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
You've been away for a few years.
Yes.
What have you noticed about the Ireland that you've come back to?
It's been interesting because I've come back and I'm going to be sort of centred between Dublin and West Cork, where my family are.
Okay.
And I found
two lovely bits.
Yeah, I found it. It's a more relaxed country. It is interesting because I was here during an extreme period.
Yeah.
So inevitably I'd see that. But people are very comfortable in their skin, very, very sort of, they have a great worldview, and it's what I always remembered from Ireland. You know, people are interested in everything that's going on in the world.
They are.
And it's a better atmosphere. I just feel it's
interesting
a nice place to be.
We're in a crazy week politically. Ireland seems to be, and I'm back only 2 years as well, the center of centrism, which is pretty rare because all over the place people are moving to extremes.
Yeah, no, I've talked about that even in London because obviously we had the famous Liz Truss government, but Boris and others on other sides of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had chaotic politics. And I quite often, when I would be in various meetings, say, you just have to look at Ireland. You know, we have rotating, you know, Taoiseachs. We have
perennial coalitions.
Yeah, we have stability. Everybody comes together for the common good.
Mm.
Politicians are generally quite capable. You know, you can always quibble about one or another. But compared to the UK, I think Ireland has really figured it out.
Now, you were in the UK for quite a bit. What have you noticed between the two banking cultures? We'll come to your time in AIB in due course, but the two banking cultures.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Are they more risky? Are they taking bigger risks?
I think there's a broader risk appetite in the UK, and that's probably a lot to do with the international nature of the market you compete in.
Mm.
So say one of the things that the UK, when I got back into it, really woke me up around was you have so many more people trying to compete and take away your business.
Mm.
And you have not only domestic players, but you have investment banks, you have trading banks, you have overseas foreign banks.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have competitors coming into the fintech space from the US, like JP Morgan brought in Chase, pure digital bank, unlimited funding. And that every day you wake up to finding out that somebody's done
shoulder.
Something that's probably going to damage your business unless you get your act together.
And of course, the big winner from that is, of course, the consumer, because competition always benefits the consumer. In this country, of course, we've lost two major banks in the last 2 years. Do you get a sense here that it is far more conservative and quasi-shielded?
Well, I think it's comfortable. That's a phrase I caught from the news. If banking is comfortable, it's because you probably don't have enough competition.
Mm.
I think I have a lot of respect for the people who've, you know, since I left, who've run the banks and brought us from those days further down the road towards full repayment of debt, for example, that type of thing. But I think, like anything else, Ireland could use more competition. And it would be, I often looked at it when I was sitting in Virgin, saying, if I take the Virgin brand and compete in Dublin and Ireland and have access to Europe, would that be a pathway? And we were quite seriously considering that. So I think Ireland is an environment that I would see more competition being a better answer. And it just makes you a better person, better competitor.
If Virgin were to come into this country, they'd have to buy some sort of local player, wouldn't they?
Well, I don't think so. It depends on what you are. You could become a digital bank offering all the existing products from overseas in this market. You could link up with the other Virgin brands in the country, like Virgin Media, and you could bring it all together like we did in the UK.
They're very good at marketing in Virgin, and not just Virgin Money, but, you know, everything that Virgin touches.
Yeah.
I just wonder whether the Irish people would go for that. Now, of course, they've gone in huge numbers to Revolut, but they've always also retained their traditional bank,
correct,
if you know what I mean.
Correct.
And I just wonder whether we're riding two different horses there.
Well, I think it's a critical point. I've looked at most of the fintech experiment in the UK, which was a big deal with the regulators.
Mm.
The big banks have gotten bigger.
Yeah.
So you have a couple that may succeed, like a Revolut, for example, if they have a global business but also operate in the UK.
Mm.
If you're just domestic trying to compete digitally, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
So I think it's you have to have the service quality, but the idea that you're just doing it better is not good enough to build a franchise. You have to be able to offer the full banking service. So when you're young, you can go get an account with Revolut and it's fun. You can split your bill. Mm. But what happens when you need a mortgage? So, so having a full capability is the absolute requirement.
Revolut are going down that road.
They will.
And they're starting with insurance as well. Do you think that the central bank here makes it difficult to create competitors, i.e. that they gold plate some of the rules that would need to be adhered to in a way that maybe other Eurozone central banks aren't?
I'm not sure, Joe. I'm a little less familiar with the detail of what's going on, but I would say from a regulatory perspective that it is not a bad thing. Now, that sounds controversial, but regulation wasn't strong enough at the time that we all had issues before. And there can be an element of overcorrection in that. But when I look at the UK, that's also really tough. But if I go to the US, where I was regulated before in my career, the New York Stock Exchange, the NASD, really tough. Mm. I was in Singapore. You know, the Singapore regulators...
Was that tough as well?
Really tough.
Yeah.
And their approach, funnily enough, was to hire brilliant people and pay them a fortune as competitive as in the normal marketplace of private industry. So the guy,
are you listening, Gabriel McClure?
So when you're sitting opposite the guy or the woman in Singapore, you're talking about somebody who is every bit as good as you are at what you do, and they're paid at the same level. So it's a very, very good dynamic. Now, it doesn't mean everybody has to be paid all the same everywhere, but the approach to regulation I see around the world is equally robust everywhere. You'll have nuances in each country, but regulations doesn't stop you competing and taking risk and winning. Mm. You know, it's your attitude to regulation.
But of course, there's a huge capital requirement as well. You know, the banks have to set aside a huge amount of money before they can lend a penny out.
That's true. But also, when I look at what happened with recently with SVB Bank.
Silicon Valley Bank.
Yes, collapsing. And then Credit Suisse after that. These were still about issues of robustness in your capital base. Mm. So I think lending is a very serious business. And I would probably be quite tolerant of any restrictions on lending until you have sufficient capital. The worst thing you could have is a lot of new banks come flying in, get loads of customers, and they don't have the robustness of their capital base. And we have the same
you
thing
repeat
itself.
You don't think that 14% or whatever it is, the core tier one now, is you don't think that's too much?
No, it's very hard to say on a relative basis. But when I look at what we were in the UK, you know, we were looking at, we thought around 17% was a strong level to have. So I think anywhere from 14 to 17, 18% is probably the medium-term outlook.
Yeah, so you're glass half full when it comes to the Irish economy, despite the potential turbulence over the next 4 years?
I am. I see a huge potential for the Irish economy. You know, the nature of what we have as a country's economic model, I think, is fantastic. I think the political environment's good. Mm. I think people are very, very open to international markets and very effective at playing in those markets. So I think it's a good model and it's doing well.
If only we could build houses a bit quicker.
That's always the case.
David, thank you so much for coming in and joining us. That is David Duffy. He used to run AIB, Clydesdale Bank, Virgin Money, was Goldman Sachs, Standard Bank, you name it. And David's probably turned up there at some point.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.